in Christ, our good shepherd. Dear brothers and sisters, five million sheep in the United States, 2.5 million goats, 20 million sheep in my country, Brazil. But I have not seen a single sheep in the last 2, 5, maybe 10 years. We drove all the way to Boston last summer. I didn't see one single sheep. Lots of corn. Corn. States united by corn. So if I didn't see any sheep, what are the chances that I saw a real shepherd? None. Null. But I have never been without a shepherd since I was 13 days old. So you have not been without a shepherd, even though maybe you never saw a real shepherd. We have a shepherd ever since we were singing, "I am Jesus, little lamb." And I was given Psalm 23, verse 1 as my confirmation verse. I didn't pick it. Pastor gave it to me. So this is a very important text for me. And here we are today. This is the fourth week of Easter, the fourth Sunday of Easter. Yeah, it's still Easter. It used to be the second or maybe the third Sunday, Misericordias Domini, the Sunday of the Good Shepherd. And a very known text, a well-known text. Who is not familiar with this John 10 text? So, what is Jesus saying here? Can we hear it again? You know, when Jesus finished speaking, when he was done, there was again a division among the people because of these words. Some of them said, "He has a demon, he is insane." And others said, "No, these words are not words of a demon possessed. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" So what was so striking, so offensive in what Jesus was saying? Well, people knew Psalm 23. Yahweh shepherds me. The Lord is my shepherd. And now comes this Jesus of Nazareth, and he says, "I am the shepherd." And not just the shepherd, I am the good shepherd. Hopoimen hokalos. The beautiful, yeah, the beautiful Savior. But the good is the excellent. He is unique. Oh yeah, there are others, but they are called hirelings, their hired hand. But he is the excellent shepherd. He is the only one. Yeah, there is opposition. There are others out there. Hired hand, hirelings. You have this since the beginning in the New Testament. Paul is very happy because he sees the triumphal march of the gospel through the world in 2 Corinthians 2. And then he has to add, yeah, there are some who peddle the word of God for profit. And then he is sitting in prison, joyful, very happy because the fact that he is in prison made the brothers bold, and they are preaching Christ. Okay. But then he adds, okay, yeah, some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry. So, the good shepherd, the excellent shepherd, he is alone, even if there is competition. So there was division in the audience because Jesus' words are very striking. This is a very impressive claim. But he goes on, and I think there was more that could be striking or offensive to that audience. At least it is, in a sense, offensive to me. He says, I lay down my life. And he repeats it. He says it five times. Now, this is kind of strange because I know the Good Shepherd has the rod and the staff in his hands. And his rod and his staff comfort me. But now he lays the staff aside. I am walking in the valley of shadow of death, but now he is heading for the deadly valley. So he laid aside his staff and became a silent lamb. And now this comforts me. And since we are one day after Call Day, let me say that this is a pattern for shepherds, pastors. Yeah, the word poimen can be translated as shepherd, but it's also the pastor. So for pastors, this is the pattern. We see this in the epistle reading for today. We ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. Too many pastors out there with a staff in their hand. Not a material staff, but it's good to lay the staff aside and share the gospel and share our lives. So Jesus says that he lays down his life. Now, is this Easter? Not Easter yet, but he added something at the end. He had more to say. He says, I lay down my life that I may take it up again. See, he does not say God is going to give it back to me. He's saying, I take it up again. No one takes it from me. I lay it down on of my own accord. I have authority to do so. So this is exactly what was so offensive. So who can do this? Only the Good Shepherd can do this. So the risen Lord is the shepherd of the flock. And this is Easter. Yes, brothers and sisters, there is a flock. Let me add something about the flock. I mentioned that I never saw a real shepherd. Well, I think I saw one once, at least once, maybe twice. Visiting the Holy Land, all of a sudden looking up on a hill in the distance, I saw a man walking. I said, oh, that's a shepherd. But how could I know that he was a shepherd? Well, I saw a flock. So if there is no flock, there is no shepherd. If there is no church, there is no pastor. If there is no call, there is no pastor. So there are sheep in this text. That's us. And we are normally on the receiving end. The text says, the shepherd knows his flock. The shepherd owns the flock. The shepherd gathers more sheep into the flock. But then it also says that we do something. We are also active. It says, I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me. Now, I would say, can you say this again? My own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. Are you serious? They will listen to me. Sheep. Let me tell you a short anecdote. But first, let me say this. People in other parts of the world where they know goats and sheep, they don't like this idea. We have it in the Bible. The sheep are the good guys and the goats are the bad guys. Because normally the goats are docile. So they forage for themselves, and the sheep are scavengers. So the goats are the good guys, the sheep are the bad guys. And I think that's us, in a sense. So it happened in the life of my father-in-law, Mr. Zimpel. Small farmer in southern Brazil, 6-7 cows, soybean field, corn field. All of a sudden, a proposal from the government. What about sheep? We're going to bring you 6 sheep, and in 2 years, you have to give back 6 sheep. The rest of the flock you can keep. And the father-in-law said, well, that's a good idea. He had an enclosure, an electric fence, and he knew that these animals are small animals, so he added one more wire, and then he got the sheep. Now, that extra wire was nothing for those sheep. Where are the sheep? Well, over there in the soybean field. Where are the sheep? Out there in the cornfield. A nightmare. So, father-in-law had 2 joyous moments in this experience. The day the sheep arrived, and 2 months later, when he took them back to the place where they had come from. When I heard this, I said, oh, I can relate to this. This is very much like sheep are. And if Jesus is the good shepherd and we are the sheep or the flock, okay, I know him. Do I know him? Do I listen to him? Now, this is the law. The law comes always in the form of a question. Do I remember him? But now let me tell you something else. This comes from Bo Geertz's The Hammer of God. And this is impressive. A Christian man is dying, and the daughter approaches him and asks, you remember Jesus, don't you, Dad? And the man answers, my dear, I can barely think, but I know that Jesus remembers me. So he lives and remembers us. He lives and he knows us. He lives and he feeds us. He lives and he makes us lie down in green pastures. He lives and leads us beside still waters. He lives and he prepares the table for us. Surely mercy and goodness will follow us all the days of our lives, even today. The Good Shepherd is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Now may the peace of God keep you and guard you in his name. Amen.